Mayor Joan Atkinson has stopped by the radio station today with a message for Mackenzie residents.
Thanks very much, Brian. I just thought it was time for Mayor and Council to reach out to the community, as I know there is a lot of angst out there with the uncertainty, with the closures that we have seen. As we are all aware, Canfor announced an indefinite curtailment on July the 18th. On July the 19th, I did have a conversation with Minister Doug Donaldson, the Minister of Forest Lands, Natural Resource Operations and Rural Development, and he has assured us that the Ministry of Forests will be doing what they can to help us through this difficult time. We are expecting that we are going to have a community transition response team in Mackenzie in the next few weeks, and that will help us all have some good, honest discussions on where we go from here, what can we do for each other to survive this curtailment. Many of you have probably heard that there was a discussion group on Tuesday, July the 22nd, and that was the Interior Forest Renewal Initiative that the government has brought into effect. As we know, Mackenzie is only one of many communities that have been affected by the low cost of lumber and the high cost of fiber. This discussion went very well. We had about 50 participants from senior government, the local Ministry of Forests Office, District of Mackenzie. We had senior representatives from the three major companies in Mackenzie and some representatives from the smaller value-added industry in town. And it also included First Nations and representatives from our local unions. So at this point, this exercise, they're collecting data from 30 communities in the interior with the intent of accepting information from people until October the 11th. So if you have not yet, I encourage you go to the Engage BC site and express any concerns you have or some fixes that you might think work. So this is our opportunity to let the provincial government know what changes have to be made on forest policy to help communities like ours be resilient. One of the things that I have been reminded by a couple of senior government people in the last couple of days is one of our strengths Mackenzie has is we do have a robust timber supply. So once markets, you know, come back and the price of fiber drops, and that of course is the price of fiber that they're paying right now is based on what the price of lumber was about 8 to 12 months ago, and the price of lumber was very high then. So the way the mechanism works, it takes a little bit of time for the actual stumpage prices to reflect what the current reality is in the industry. Council has also had meetings with the College of New Caledonia, and they of course have stepped up to the plate, and they're going to be supporting our community in any way they can while we go through this transition. We have talk to government on maybe having some funds available at some point that we can have some make work projects in the community like we did back in 2008. So there's, at this point, because it's all still pretty new, there's lots of ideas, lots of discussions going on. Our primary focus at this point is to keep the pulp mill operating. As I'm sure you all realize, with the curtailment at Canfor and at Conifex, there are no chips being produced in our community, and our pulp mill requires chips to keep operational. So there is a dedicated group of people working hard to find some fiber to keep the pulp mill going, and I've had firm commitment from the district manager here in Mackenzie that his staff will do whatever they have to ensure that we have a supply of chips to the pulp mill. And again, I'm not making any promises to anyone, but just know that your local council, the Ministry of Forests, and some local leaders in this community are working hard to keep our pulp mill running. So I encourage everyone, you know, be kind to each other. We're in for a tough time, but if anybody at any time wants to come down and talk to me, if they have any ideas, any concerns, I realize there's times like this. The rumor mill is running full speed, so if you are hear of things in the community that you're not sure of, I have an open door policy. You're welcome to come down to the municipal office and talk to me at any time. And as I say, we've been here before. We're not where we were back in 2008, and we don't want to get there. So we're all working very hard to make sure that doesn't happen and that our community survives this latest challenge. Thanks very much.